Father blasts skiing competition officials after daughter loses to trans athlete. By Warner Todd Houston on May 28, 2023. The father of a high school girl who lost a skiing competition to a boy claiming to be a transgender girl is speaking out. Male-born student June Watterson won a ski competition and ranked number one in the high school state champions women's slalom race on March 6 at the California-Nevada Interscholastic Ski and Snowboard Federation, CNISF, state finals. But one father was not at all happy about the big win. Watterson, a sophomore at Davis Senior High School, won first place in the women's heat with a combined result of 1 minute 8.29 seconds, beating Carly Chandler, who came second, by 17 seconds, according to the Daily Mail. But the father of one of the girls who lost a place in the competition because Watterson was allowed to compete as a girl was incensed by the situation. Hormones and drugs are just introducing drugs into sport. It's not fair on the girls. I'm all about being inclusive and accepting people. But they have men racing in women's sports, the man who wanted to remain anonymous told the paper. It's pretty clear to me or anyone with a brain that if you are going through or have gone through male puberty, then you should only race against people who have gone through or are going through male puberty, he added. Outrageously, Watterson, who only recently started taking women's hormones to transition, still competes in the men's categories in other sports while competing as a girl in skiing. According to Watterson's own social media posts, the Mail reported, he is still competing as a male in the Redwood/Repack Region Cycling Petaluma Roundup events. The father who criticized the competition for allowing Watterson to compete said his daughter worked hard all season and qualified to represent her high school this year. I asked her how she felt. She said she was supportive, and her team had come to terms with it, the father added. These kids, they are kids, and live in the world adults have created. I don't blame the winning athlete. This is a failure at the administrative level and higher, the father said, adding, I'll point out the obvious. You ruin women's sports by allowing males to compete in women's sports. The father was also disgusted that his daughter has been so indoctrinated by woke school policies that she came to terms with losing to a boy and claimed that kids these days are a bit brainwashed. Speaking for parents of female athletes, are we just expected to come to terms with this? No amount of hormone therapy or re/deconstructive surgery will change the biological, muscular and skeletal differences between those born with 20 and those born with Y chromosomes, he said. The assumption is that when my daughter competes in the women's division, she competes against other females. She is not in a co-ed or open division, he said. It's one thing to read about these things happening in other places and quite another to witness it firsthand. This injustice to young women cannot continue anywhere, especially not on my doorstep, he exclaimed. But you have to point out that this male won, he displaced the girls, he said. Even if you didn't finish on the podium, he still pushed you down the list even further. And what about next year? This isn't going away until people speak up. It's going to get to a point where the top 10 are all men, he said. He also blasted Democrats for ginning this issue up and pointed to the lack of action in Washington, D.C. I can't believe this has become an issue. The House of Reps introduced the bill to protect women's sports, but not a single Democrat voted for it, and it astounds me that this has become a partisan issue. We just need common sense, he said. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.